It is 7:05, and we will start.
Commissioner Tassinari?
Here.
Commissioner Johnson?
Here.
Commissioner Merritt?
Here.
I was going to say Commissioner Amos, but that wouldn't be right, would it? Commissioner Kichi?
It's okay. Yeah.
And then Commissioner Mohammed?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Welcome.
Now we'll have the reading of the Native American land acknowledgement. Who would like to do it today? Who hasn't done it yet?
I'll do it. Okay. So we meet today in the community of Iowa City, which now occupies the homelands of the Native American nations to whom we owe our commitment and dedication. The area of Iowa City was within the homelands of the Iowa, Meskwaki, and Sauk. And because history is complex and time goes back far beyond memory, we also acknowledge the ancient connections to many other indigenous peoples here. The history of broken treaties and forced removal that dispossessed indigenous peoples of their homelands was and is an act of colonization and genocide that we cannot erase. We implore the Iowa City community to commit to understanding and addressing these injustices as we work towards equity, restoration, and reparations.
Thank you. I guess there's nobody here in public, so we can bypass that. Approval of minutes from August 1st.
Second.
who moves first?
Yes, that's true.
Seconded.
Okay.
Okay, it's been properly moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes of August 1st, 2024. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. Number 5, next steps for phase 3 and 4, including upcoming events and engagement.
Yes, what is our next event? Is that this Saturday or?
Let's see.
What is that next Saturday?
I don't have it in my calendar.
I feel like our last event went pretty well. We got a lot of information out. We spoke with some people. We got some sign-ups. When it comes down to equipment, like the shirts and everything, I think these will go like hotcakes. They love it. And getting the word out is what it's all about. We were really able to connect with the community there. I thought it was productive.
Which event were you at?
The last event, the neighborhood event. What was it called?
Where the Beepak.
Yes. I thought it went well, so.
Good, good.
That's.
The next one on here that's mentioned is the African Festival in September. Is there another one before that?
And there's
Latino Festival, wasn't it?
There's the End of Summer Jam that was mentioned last meeting, which is this Saturday, 2 to 4 at Willow Creek Park.
Yes.
And then the following Saturday would be the Iowa Latino Festival.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
At the Ped Mall, or on the Ped Mall.
On the 24th. Okay.
I believe I'm for the Latino Festival. Or, yeah, I believe so. If I remember correctly.
I think I signed for that too.
Yeah.
You did.
What was the time for that one?
You know, it runs like, I think, noon to 9, but I think like, you know, 12 to 3 or 12 to 5, depending on how many of you are available, is fine. I mean, 12 to 9 would be a long time.
So
do we have anyone for the End of Summer Jam? Is anyone?
Which one is that one?
That's the one at Willow Saturday. Creek Park Saturday. On Saturday, the 17th.
Okay. I am going to be in the Quad Cities on Saturday.
if someone can help me out, I can do that one.
I can join you.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I have an event.
Do one of you still have the table and chairs?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And the only merch I have is the T-shirts. The other stuff hasn't come in. But if you're wanting to distribute those, after the meeting, we can run up and grab them.
Okay.
Where are we getting these shirts printed again, if you don't mind?
Where?
Yeah.
It used to be called Bankers. Okay. I think it has a different name now. Maybe it's still called Bankers. But Bankers Advertising,
okay,
kind of in the Industrial Park area.
Good to go.
By Bonair.
Thank you. I think that's all we really got for there.
Any other comments? Okay.
I think the other thing that was mentioned at the last meeting was also reaching out to Chad about the documentary that is underway. And so just a friendly reminder that, you know, if you have items that you think should be included in that, to get those to Chad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Another reminder would be on facilitation, the volunteers from the university regarding report writing and events, if he's able yet to get to them.
Yeah. I mean, staff can send an email to Chad. I mean, that's not a big deal, but I probably wouldn't wait until your next meeting, because you lose a lot of time. Might not seem like it because they come up quick, but time is of the essence.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll reach out to him after this meeting, actually, and see what he says. But back to what, for the university students, was there someone we had to talk to first?
Correct. And he gave the person's name, but I don't recall it.
Okay.
But it's easy to find, because it should either be in the, might be in the minutes from not the last meeting, but the previous meeting. And if not, I can just go back on the video to get the name.
Okay. When is our next meeting?
It's the 5th of September.
Okay, so we got 2 weeks until, it'll be 3 weeks from now. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I think that's about it.
So, I said I'll touch base with Chad if I find out, yes, we can, whatever the kind of suggestions we want to do, I will reach or have Stephanie send out an email and have you directly send the information to Chad between now and so for the next 3 weeks, we can kind of get that information.
Are we going to meet up or set up through text or something like that to talk all together with them? Is that what we're deciding to do?
Yeah, I think we were supposed to.
Yeah.
Meet as a whole team.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Because we need to be able to talk this out. And since we haven't really been able to see him, I think it's better either in person or on a Zoom meeting of some sort. It would make the most sense. So
we'll just have to do that where it's no more than four.
Yeah. We can break that up and even switch off. I feel like that's easy. So
I agree.
We always got a place, so no worries about that.
But I do think it's good, Lauren, if you can reach out to Chad first to just to see what what his initial thoughts are.
Yep. I will do that, and I will let you guys know.
Perfect. Okay.
I have a question. or for the Latino event, I was wondering if we can get a placard, maybe just a paper thing, with a translation on the Truth and Reconciliation Commission written on it, because some of them sometimes have hard time, because everything we do is in English. Mm-hmm. I know it can be very difficult to translate some of the things, the paperwork mm-hmm. and the documents we give out. But if possible, that would be okay. But I just don't know.
That's genius.
Yeah. Can you talk into the mic? Because I'm having trouble even.
Yes.
Okay, thank
so
you.
So my question is whether we could be able to get a placard, like a board or a paper, a big paper, in which we translate letters of our commission. And then if it's also possible to translate a few documents in Spanish for those who are interested in knowing more. I just don't know whether we don't have enough time for that. And
I mean, if you're talking about just a sign, that could be doable by next Saturday. But for the translations, we Saturday would be pushing it, because it usually takes, I would say, a full week to get them back from the folks who translate them. And then they would have to get printed. So that would be difficult. I'm trying to think, like, as an alternative, you could even use maybe like a laptop or something and just translate, you know, even because the city website, if you pull up the ad hoc, if you scroll to the bottom, it gives you the options of changing the language. Mm-hmm. And so that may be a short-term solution. I will... but I can get the materials in other languages.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it would be by next Saturday. That would just be really hard.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I think if you just need about a big paper in which...
And what did you want it to have, the members' names? Or what did you want on...
Oh, just the commission. And
just the name?
Yeah, maybe a bullet of a few things we do, like those three major things
okay.
we are mandated to work on. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody else speak more?
No.
Okay. Then we can go to the next item. There's nobody else online, right? Is that correct?
Nope.
Okay.
Just leave now.
Okay. Then number six, announcements of commissioners.
I just wanted to let the commission know that Commissioner Lubna and I, especially I would give her credit, has arranged a meeting with the community members, about six or seven of them, this Sunday at 3:00, 713 Mormon Trek Boulevard. It is Java House, I think. Yeah.
No, Java House.
Yeah. Java House, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yes, yeah, so all commissioners are welcome to come and talk to them. I think that is the safest place, I believe Lubna can say, that they preferred.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
If we could shoot a text out just as a reminder, too, that would be great.
Okay.
Just that would be awesome.
Okay.
So that's the if you can just send it to me, I can shoot it out to everybody, Amos.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Or Lubna, you can send it to
Lubna,
me, too.
Commissioner Lubna.
Just one of you.
Yeah.
Yes, I can send it to you.
Okay. And the person's name that Chad had mentioned was Tevin Robbins, T-E-V-I-N, and then Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
Can you give it one more time?
Sure, Tevin, T-E-V-I-N, Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S. And they are with the business school at the university.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other comments? Okay. All right, do you have any? So, I guess, announcements of staff?
No, I was just checking the weather, though, for Saturday here for you, so we can make sure. Yep, 78, 24% chance of rain. So you should be good.
Yep. Good day.
Just wanted to make sure, because I'm sure there's some department here at the city that has a tent, but I would have to ask around. I don't know. But so I was just making sure that you weren't going to get rained on.
You said that you had no announcements from staff?
No, sorry. Okay.
Can we ask staff a question? Is it,
or yeah.
is it
yes.
it's not in order? I know it's behind you.
Yep. Go ahead.
So I was just wondering if we were going to know whether our budget proposal was approved officially or not. I know.
If the budget was what?
Approved.
You know, the $20,000,
yeah.
this one?
Yes. Yeah, it was approved back at your July 17th meeting date.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Yep.
If nothing else.
And Lubna, I'm going to give your shirt to Amos if you're going to see each other on Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's it.
All right. If nothing else, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
Okay.
Right. Cheers.
Have a good night, Lubna.